Hello, I'm Pastor Jack Morris, and this is the Healing Word and Pray Now. Friend, I know you're tired and weary. The stresses of life have done a damage to you physically, just siphoned off your strength. But I know God, you know God. He is here to bless and to help you. He's where you are now. He's where I am now. We're going to pray. This is the Healing Word. This is the prayer room of the Healing Word called Pray Now. There's no better time than now to pray. Are you ready for healing? Let's bow before the Lord. He will give you the strength, the blessing, the help you need. Father God, you are with us. You are with my friend. I pray your blessings upon my friend. This friend is mine, but this friend is your child. And I look to you to bring healing to him, to her, physically. Strengthen this believer. Encourage and lift up and make whole. Bring about restoration and renewal. Father, may your blessing, your healing come now. We have prayed, we believe, and in the name of Jesus, we receive. Amen and amen. Now, friend, let's go to the Word of God to hear the message that will help you during this very stressful and weary time in your life. You're going to be renewed physically, spiritually, and mentally. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive today. He is with us. The Scripture says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has all power. And he wants to give that blessing to us, the blessing of power over sin, over trouble, over sickness. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well, and he wants his church to be alive and well. He wants you to be alive and well. He wants to answer your prayers, and he's going to answer your prayers. He's already done that, and he's going to continue to answer prayer. Now, Jesus desires to move in on your life today and appear to you in some way, in some fashion, where you have a need that he might convince you. There are too many Christians who still are not convinced that Jesus is alive and present and hears and answers prayer. Too many. And if you're one of them today, God help you not to be just a churchgoer or a professing Christian, but a Christian who believes in Jesus, his resurrection, his power, and his presence alive and well right here to do something for you today. The first thing we're to do is to preach the good news to all creation that Jesus is alive, and that's what I'm telling you today. He is alive. He is present to bless and to do great and mighty things. That's the good news, is it not? And then the Scripture goes on to say, Jesus says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. So the secret today is believing on him. He wants to deal with your doubts, with your sins, with your unbelief, with your broken lives, your broken hearts, your broken emotions. He wants to deal with that first. Now, God is healing sick people even to this day, just as he did in the days when Jesus was here healing. Jesus has now bequeathed that ministry of healing to the church, to you and me. Here are three important results, and I'm going to ask you to turn to James chapter 5, verse 15. James 5, 15. Now look up the screen. Here they are. Here's the word. I want you to read it in unison. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up, and if he has sinned, he will be forgiven. The prayer of faith, meaning the prayer that comes from an obedient heart, a person that truly is living for the Lord Jesus Christ, their behavior reflects what they say with their words. The Scripture says the Lord will raise him up or will make the sick person well. And then it also says if he has committed sins. If the sickness is a result of sin, then the person needs to confess that sin in all honesty and openness because God already knows. Not all sickness is a result of sin.
We are living in mortal physical bodies that are going to go back to dust someday. There's something that's going to come into this world that's going to take us out. Sickness and disease is here and will be here until Jesus comes. So not all sickness is a result of sin, but some sickness is a result of sin. And if God has used this sickness to bring the sinner to the Lord, to get the sinner's attention, then the sinner needs to repent, confess the sin, and in Christians who are being prayed for, needs to examine their hearts clearly. Before we go to that altar for the anointing, we need to look within and ask, Lord, am I a righteous person? Am I right with you? Am I walking with you? Is there anything that I need to confess and repent of? Please show it to me. And when he will show it, and when he does, then turn to the Lord, asking him to forgive you, then go forward and be blessed and be anointed. The scripture says in Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word is true. He will bless. To him be praise, honor, and glory now and forever.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.